97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
She comes down from Yellow Mountain.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Ooh, Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. We're going to go outdoors on this segment with an organization that I just learned about. Now, I got to tell you, I've driven by the equine-assisted therapy location a gazillion times. Never knew it was there. And then when I learned the name of it, Mark, I didn't even know what it did. I thought equine-assisted therapy was therapy for, like, old horses like you and me. But
hey, speak for yourself, Matthews. Come on, what are you talking about?
Yeah, right. But when I found out what a wonderful place this is, I just fell in love with it. Lulu Bogolin is the executive director, I'm going to call her. Maybe her title's different, but she's a wonderful lady, has a wonderful passion, and equine-assisted therapy actually has therapy sessions with clients or patients, I guess you'd call them. And they do wonderful things. So we want to welcome to Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors, Lulu Bogolin. How are you, ma'am?
Good morning, Bo. I'm well. How are you today?
Fantastic. Now, we are going to talk about your fundraiser that's coming up on March 12th, so about a week out. But I guess Mark is familiar with your organization as well. How are things going out there as the weather is changing? Are you getting more volunteers? Do you need more volunteers? How can we help?
Yeah. Well, good morning, Mark. I don't think I've had the pleasure to meet you in person, but good to talk with you on the phone. The weather is, I think the groundhog was wrong. The horses are shedding, and so that means spring is well on its way. And yes, as the weather warms up, we are always looking for more volunteers, and it's a great way to come out and not only help others, but get your steps in. And I think most of our volunteers feel really good about just being here and being a part of all the awesomeness that happens out here at the barn.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think maybe for people like Bo who weren't as familiar with it, we have some good friends who have a daughter with some special needs. And I know that equine therapy has been something she has enjoyed quite a bit over the years. Tell people what that offers, the opportunities for people to get therapy through horses.
Yeah. So equine therapy is the use of a horse, along with a specially trained and certified equine therapy instructor. And basically, I think what really makes this click, if I could put it in a nutshell, is that horses are prey animals, and people don't realize that because of their size. And so when you take a prey animal who is living in survival mode, or what we call fight or flight mode, that's all they know, and you pair them with somebody who has a special need or a special challenge that they're trying to work through. It could be physical or mental. It's almost like they, too, are living in fight or flight mode most of the time. And so when you take these two prey souls, I'll call it, and you connect them, there's an understanding that happens between these two, and it's almost as if they help each other persevere. So it's like they recognize that they're each in that fight or flight mode, and how can we get through this together? It's absolutely magical. It is good for so many disabilities, both mental and physical, psychological. Just sitting on a horse engages every abdomen muscle that you have, and then as that horse starts to move, we're working those muscles. So it's great for core strength. It's great for balance, flexibility. It can help release some of those tight muscles or spastic muscles, and then it can also help us gain muscle strength as well. It's great for fine motor, gross motor, coordination, high hand-eye coordination, and then some of the physical, some of the mental benefits are the fact that horses just help calm us. It's part of their nature. It helps our serotonin levels. So there's so many benefits of just being with the horses and then also riding the horses.
Lulu Bogolin is our guest from Equine Assisted Therapy. And, you know, you guys help a lot of people from all age ranges. You have a group called Silver Saddles, and that's for 55 years and older. The veterans program is fantastic. Of course, the young kids that get out there to do it when they're, you know, so young and they don't know any different to be able to experience it. That is fantastic. I've seen it firsthand, Mark. Lulu, I want to talk about the horses specifically because they're a certain temperament. And I want you to also mention the fire department that donated and found one of the horses that you introduced me to. You remember that?
I do, yeah. So we look for horses that have a really nice low energy mannerism about them. You won't find a whole lot of, and not that there's anything wrong with thoroughbreds, but we don't have a lot of hot-tempered horses here. we really look for just mild-mannered, draft-lazy horses, sort of. Florian is one of those. Florian.
So radio talk show hosts would be perfect for that.
I'm sorry?
I said radio talk show hosts would be perfect temperament for that.
Right, me too. But at any rate, Florian is one of our draft horses. Florian is a breed that's called a Gypsy Vanner. And they work really nice for therapy because they do typically have a little bit of a calmer, gentler demeanor about them. But they're also real stocky and drafty as far as their build goes, but they typically are not super tall horses like a Clydesdale or a Percheron. So it's kind of nice when we're putting a rider on them for our sidewalkers who are walking next to our riders that are placed on the horse, that their arms, you know, aren't way above their shoulders or their heads for a long period of time. So
you're getting support from all over. Yeah, you're getting support from all over, like the fire department. What was the horse's name again?
Yeah. So Florian, Florian was donated by some local firefighters who came together and did a fundraiser for us to be able to purchase Florian. And because of that, they asked if they could name him. And we said, of course. And so they named him St. Florian because that is the patron saint of firefighters.
Ah. That is fantastic. You know, we're kind of wondering why we've got you on here. You got any room in that Silver Saddles program for Bo? Because he's really been thinking about doing it.
Of course, Bo.
I'm just kidding you, Bo.
I did get my first IHOP 55 and older breakfast menu item. That's my claim to fame.
Wow. What about, can you just touch on the veterans program for a minute? Because, you know, I do a lot of work with veterans groups for my radio show. And I know that there are a lot of different ways out there to help people who maybe suffer from PTSD or have lingering issues that they're dealing with. Tell us about your vets program.
Yeah. So it's our veterans and first responders program. And basically what we do for them is we do have a licensed professional counselor on our team here. But really what we like to do for the vets and the first responders is just create a space for them, create a space where they can come out and learn about who we are and what we do. And for some of them, it may be a true therapeutic benefit for them to work with our counselor and to work with the horses. Some of them have really found comfort and help in just helping the other clients that we serve. So being a volunteer has been really rewarding for them. So we have a lot of different facets that we can work with veterans and first responders. It's really whatever fits their schedule and their need, we can work with them. It can be a one time, it can be a weekly, it can be a monthly.
I love it. And also shoveling the stalls, you get an ab workout there too, so that's good.
check out
eatherapy.org for more information about the volunteer, but you can also get information about their cornhole tournament coming up, which is awesome because it's going to be held within the arena, which is, you know, indoors mostly. And it's going to be a rain or shine event. Tell us about how this event's going to come together and if people can still get in and what the money's for.
Yeah, we are so excited about this. This is our first and hopefully annual cornhole tournament. We wanted to do something a little bit different, and we have an incredible indoor 10,000 square foot arena here in Wildwood. And so, yes, it will be rain or shine. It's March 12th. There are still some spots available. This is not a professional by any means, so anybody can come out and have fun with this. It is going to, all the proceeds from this are going to go to our mental health program. We have seen this program literally double in size since the pandemic. There's such a need for this right now, and so many of these folks who are asking for therapy, either their insurance doesn't cover it, many of them don't have insurance right now, but we find, you know, they're reaching out for help, and we need to be here for them. So every dollar raised from this cornhole tournament is going to our mental fund program, our mental health program, to help not only fund the program, but also our scholarship program that we have for it as well. So we don't turn anybody away for financial reasons. And so this is going to help us with the mental health side of what we do here at Equine Assisted Therapy.
Yeah, great, great work. Lulu Bogolin, thank you so much. Good luck with that cornhole tournament again, Sunday, March 12th, down there off Highway 109 in Wildwood. You can go to eatherapy.org to find out more. And we wish you the best of luck. Thanks for all you do.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
We will. Thank you, Lulu.
And you know, with the fame of Yellowstone in 1883 and 1923, people bought cowboy hats and boots, put them to work out at equine-assisted therapy. Get them out there and get them muddy.
Get out there and get an ab workout. Shovel those stalls out. That's,
if you
that's
want.
It's needed.
It's a lot of work. I'm telling you, it is. All right. Coming up, there was a lot of talk this week about crime in St. Louis. Some of it might affect law-abiding gun owners. In fact, we're going to let you in on that debate coming up on Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors. Riding wildfire.
Get more at 971talk.com.